This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel. Science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
At GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, every week, we discuss the cutting edge of science, science that touches our lives and reshapes our view of the universe. And in this hour, we're going to throw the lines open because this hour is your hour. This is the time when you can get to the telephone and call that magic number, 612-564-8135. Once again, write that number down during this hour, 612-564-8135. And all we ask of you is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station or website that you're listening to, and the city you're calling from. And hey, maybe you can get on national radio. Maybe your question will be heard on over 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. So once again, in this hour, we're going to throw the lines open because this hour is your hour. Maybe you're walking down the street one day and you kind of wonder, what does it all mean? I mean, what's out there? I mean, I can almost touch the night sky. What's in the night sky? Or maybe you're reading about medical care and some of the latest developments in genetic engineering. Or maybe you're just having dinner with the kids and your kids ask you a science question from class that leaves you stumped. Well, what are you going to do? You're going to get to the phones and call 612-564-8135 and ask that question. Make that comment that you've always wanted to get on national radio. And once again, if you want to know more about Science Fantastic, go to my website. It's mkaku.org. mkaku.org. I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers. The latest bestseller is The Future of Humanity, talking about one day we will go into outer space and perhaps colonize Mars and beyond. So our destiny in space, the book is called The Future of Humanity. Also, what about inner space, that is, the mind? Believe it or not, we physicists are now probing blood flow in the brain, tracing out thoughts as they are created, digitizing these thoughts, and sending them on the internet. That's right, telepathy, telekinesis, the stuff that you see in Harry Potter movies, we can actually do in the laboratory. And one day, the internet will become BrainNet. We'll send emotions, feelings, memories on the internet. And in Physics of the Impossible, I talk about starships, telepathy, all the stuff you see on Star Trek. And also Physics of the Future, I talk about artificial intelligence, the job market, who will prosper? Who will go bankrupt in the future? So these are some of the books that I've written. Also, you can follow me on Facebook. We have 4 million fans on Facebook. Okay, well, without further ado, let's just jump right into the first listener phone call.
Hello, this is Jeremy, and I'm from Huntsville, Alabama, Rocket City. And I was calling to ask a question regarding photons. Could it possibly be that photons are an expression or a product of a particular movement of space, of the fabric of space-time? Could that possibly explain the wave-particle duality of photons? Thank you for listening.
Well, you asked a question that actually is at the cutting edge of, well, what I do for a living. I work on something called string theory, which we think is the theory that eluded Einstein in the last 30 years of his life. First of all, what is a photon? A photon is a particle of light. Light, we know, has particle and wave-like properties. The particle properties are manifested in photons, which are particles of light. However, as these particles move, they create electric and magnetic waves that surround the particle, sort of like the wake of a boat when the boat goes through the water. These waves give the wave-like properties of light. So is light a wave or a particle? It is a particle. But when it moves, it creates waves of electric and magnetic fields. So that explains the wave-particle duality. Then the next question, you ask a deeper question. Where do photons come from anyway? Einstein thought that maybe they were distortions in the fabric of space-time. You see, Einstein believed that his theory of gravity was so powerful that all forces could be explained as vibrations in space and time. That theory was then proposed by Theodore Kaluza around 1920, and Kaluza made an astonishing, absolutely revolutionary hypothesis that we still debate even today, and that is, if I take Einstein's equations, which are in four dimensions, with time being the fourth dimension, and add a fifth dimension, get this, a fifth dimension to Einstein's four-dimensional theory, where does that fifth dimension go? It turns out that you get the equations for photons coming out. Now, this is mind-boggling. Think about it for a moment. Simply by adding another dimension to Einstein's theory of gravity, which is defined in four dimensions, you get, out pops out, a theory of photons. So this is called the Kaluza-Klein model, and we actually use it in string theory. In string theory, we actually go to 10, maybe even 11 dimensions. And what is light? Light is distortions in a higher dimension. And so this is a new reinterpretation of Einstein's equations that incorporate light. So again, what is light? Vibrations in the fifth dimension. And so you begin to realize that time and space are sort of like the surface of a pond. Think of a pond. Ripples can form on the surface of the pond. The pond, of course, is two-dimensional, but you have three-dimensional ripples on the surface of a two-dimensional pond. And these ripples have a life of their own. And what do we call them? Photons, or light. Now, on Star Trek, you have something called photon torpedoes. So Captain Kirk says, man the photon torpedoes. Well, what is a photon torpedo? A flashlight. Because photons are nothing but particles of light, and a photon torpedo would be a flashlight. So to answer your question, yes, the latest theory is that light is vibrations in the fifth dimension. A dimension that we cannot see, but a dimension that causes ripples on the surface of the pond, which is space-time, and the ripples create shadows. We can see the shadows. And what are the shadows called? Light. So that resolves a lot of the paradoxes of gravity and light. Now, is this correct? Can we prove it? And the answer is no. At the present time, we do not have machines powerful enough to test this theory. However, if you want to know more about it, get a copy of my book, Parallel Worlds, where I discuss the Kaluza-Klein theory and attempts to one day prove it. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hello, my name is Jordan Smith. I'm calling from Oakland, Maine. And my question is, you mentioned on a talk at Google that there are three levels of societal development as humans, and right now we're at phase zero. And in 100 years, maybe we'll be at phase one. And my question is, do you think we have been visited by any advanced beings that you've hypothesized? And if so, do you think we've interpreted these visits as encounters with God or gods, demons, and angels? Also, do you think we can achieve dimensional travel using our minds in the distant future?
Okay, well, we'll talk about angels, aliens from outer space in the next segment of Science Fantastic. Once again, you're listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Stay tuned.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Just before the break, we had a call about alien visitation from outer space. And what would we think if one day we met an alien civilization? Well, one of the people who really pondered this question was Carl Sagan. In fact, Carl Sagan wrote in one of his books that if our ancestors were to have encountered an extraterrestrial civilization landing in their backyard, what would we think of them? We would think of them as gods of some sort. And then Carl Sagan said, well, he doesn't know for sure whether we've been visited or not, but it does make you reflect on the primitiveness of our own civilization. And as you mentioned, we physicists rank these civilizations in outer space by what is called the Kardashev scale. Nikolai Kardashev was a Soviet astronomer, and he was frustrated when people talked about aliens in outer space. They would only talk about little green men and things like that. And he was a physicist. And we physicists rank things by energy and information. That's how we rank objects. And so he said, let us rank alien civilizations in outer space. He called them type 1, type 2, and type 3. A type 1 civilization is planetary. They can harness all planetary forces. They can control the weather. They can alter the course of rivers. They can begin to think about modifying volcanoes and earthquakes. Any planetary energy they control. Type 2 exhausts the power of a planet, and they start to use the power of their sun. In fact, they absorb all the energy coming from the sun. They can even encase their sun with a sphere to absorb all its energy. Then type 3 is galactic. They can roam the galactic space lanes with their starships. And to compare it with science fiction, a type 1 civilization would be like Flash Gordon or Buck Rogers, able to catapult themselves anywhere on the planet. A type 2 would be Star Trek. The Federation of Planets, if you follow the series, can only manipulate planets within what is called the Alpha Sector, a small sliver of the Milky Way galaxy. Then there's type 3. Type 3 would be like the Empire of Star Wars or the Borg. The Borg of Star Trek is a Type 3 civilization, and they can eat Type 2 civilizations for breakfast. In fact, on Star Trek, that's what the Borg wants to do, absorb all the technology of a Type 2 civilization, the Federation of Planets. Now, on this scale, what are we? Do we manipulate the weather? Do we play with the stars? Do we play with black holes and roam the galaxy? No, we're type zero. We get our energy from dead plants, oil and coal. However, if we were to visit or be visited by an alien civilization, what would they be? Well, if they can go between planets and stars in the galaxy, they're probably a few thousand years ahead of us in technology, putting them in the realm of type 2 or more than likely type 3. So if we were to meet a type 3 civilization, we would consider them to be gods. For example, if you were to meet somehow your grandparents right now, suddenly talk to your grandparents, they would think of our life today as the life of a sorcerer, a magician, able to reach the moon, able to communicate instantly with anybody on the planet. They would think of us as sorcerers. Now, if we were to meet our grandchildren in the future, let's say in the year 2100, they would become type 1, and we would consider them to be gods. So you begin to realize that technology is relative to your development. As Arthur C. Clarke once said, any sufficiently advanced civilization is indistinguishable from magic. So if we were to meet a type 3 civilization, we wouldn't even know how to communicate with them. First of all, they would probably telepathically communicate with each other. We already are on the verge of mastering telepathy. We can now codify and digitize brain patterns, send them on the internet, decode them, and telepathy is actually a possibility. For example, the military has been pioneering this technology. The military has had veterans from Iraq and Afghanistan, and they have spinal cord injuries, severe injuries which leave them paralyzed. You can put a chip on the surface of their brain. That chip is connected to a computer, connected to a laptop, connected to a wheelchair or a mechanical robot. So by thinking, just thinking, you can manipulate your wheelchair, turn on the light, turn off the light, get any email message, download a movie, email your parents, and these people are paralyzed. They are trapped in a motionless body, and yet mentally, they can control the internet. And if you can control the internet, then by golly, you are almost human. And so you begin to realize that if we were to meet a Type 3 civilization, we wouldn't even know how to begin to understand their wants, desires, their goals. They would be thousands of years ahead of us in technology, and they wouldn't even communicate the way we communicate. They would probably use BrainNet. BrainNet, which I write about in my book, The Future of the Mind, is the internet that is using thoughts to communicate rather than digital signals of zeros and ones, zeros and ones. So the question is, when will we become type 1, type 2, or type 3? Well, Kardashev said that if society develops at, let's say, 3% a year, that's a modest economic growth rate. And if we were to expand at roughly 3% per year, we would become type 1 in about the year 2100. In about 100 years, we'll become a planetary civilization. We'll become type 2 in about a few thousand years. And we'll become type 3 in perhaps 100,000 to a million years in the future. And you know something? We can see the beginnings of that right now, even as we speak. For example, a planetary language. We are witnessing the birth of a planetary language. The two languages most common on the internet are English and Mandarin Chinese. Also, we're beginning to see the beginning of a type 1 culture with the internet. The internet is the first type 1 technology to fall in this century. We are privileged to be alive to witness the birth of the first type 1 technology, which is the internet. But you can also see that in culture. We're witnessing the birth of rock and roll and rap, the beginning of a type 1 music, the beginning of the European Union, and different kinds of trade blocs. Of course, these change all the time. But yes, trade is becoming international, planetary in fact, planetary like a type 1 civilization. We're seeing the beginning of a type 1 high culture like Chanel and Gucci and the different kinds of expensive handbag manufacturers. And so the point is that we can see the beginning of a type 1 civilization right in our own backyard. And we will reach type 1 status probably by the year 2100. Now, if you want to know more about this, get a copy of my book, Physics of the Future, where I talk about the future of robots, artificial intelligence, jobs, and what happens when we become a type 1 civilization. Okay, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
Hello, Dr. This is Gary from Frisco, Texas, KILF, a radio station listen to. I had a question on black holes. Number one, I was wondering, since there's so much mass in a black hole, does Einstein's equation still hold true with the energy that's in a black hole? And what is the temperature of a black hole with all that mass there? The other question on the black hole is, since it does, light cannot escape the electromagnetic wave, do gravitational waves escape from a black hole, or are they pulled in also like an electromagnetic wave? Thank you very much.
Okay, well, you asked some very interesting questions. First of all, Einstein's equations do predict the existence of black holes, and we actually see them now in outer space. We've lashed together 5 radio telescopes scattered around the planet Earth and actually photographed the event horizon of a black hole. Well, let's take a short commercial break. And after the commercial break, we'll talk about can you escape a black hole and was Einstein wrong about some of the features of black holes. Well, you're listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135 and ask that science question that you've always wanted to ask but never had a chance. So once again, 612-564-8135 is the number to call.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
US USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a speech at Hillsdale College in Michigan, Attorney General William Barr compared stay-at-home orders issued by governors to mitigate the spread of coronavirus to slavery.
Putting a national lockdown, stay-at-home orders is like house arrest. It's, you know, other than slavery, which was a different kind of restraint, this is the greatest intrusion on civil liberties in American history.
States issued stay-at-home orders earlier this year to stop the spread of the virus, which has since killed nearly 200,000 Americans. The Attorney General also stated that it should be politicians, not scientists, making decisions on what's best for the American people.
The person in the white coat is not the grand seer who can come up with the right decision for society. A free people makes its decision through its elected representative.
President Trump has also slammed lockdown orders, asking the states who are still on lockdown to open their schools and businesses. This is USA Radio News. Forces of nature are colliding in the western United States, and wildland firefighters are now caught in the middle, with emerging research suggesting the smoke that firefighters breathe on the front lines of the wildfires is now putting them at greater risk from the coronavirus, with potentially lethal effects. At the same time, firefighting conditions make precautions such as social distancing and hand washing difficult. It's increasing the chance that once a virus enters a fire camp, it could quickly spread. The Trump administration has opened investigations into Princeton University over the school's president's recent statement that students there are facing systemic racism and that racism is embedded in the structure of the university. The Education Department notified Princeton this week they are examining the university's admitted racism and whether that means it made materially false statements for years when it assured the public and the federal government that it does not discriminate based on race. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Well, the lines are open. You're going to get right to us. Give us a call at 612-564-8135 and ask that science question that's always been bugging you, but you've never had a chance to talk to a scientist about it. You know, I was on a book tour once. I think I was going through Ohio. And a guy comes up to me and says, Professor, you have to answer this question of mine. And I said to myself, well, why do I have to answer this question? And he said, well, you have to answer this question because if you don't, I'm going to have to wait another 10, 20 years before I meet a theoretical physicist who can answer this question. And that kind of like stopped me in my tracks. I said to myself, he's right. If I don't answer his question, he may have to wait another 10 years before another theoretical physicist comes and does a book signing in his hometown. So anyway, give us a call at 612-564-8135 if you want a scientist to answer your question. Well, we had a question that came in. Was Einstein wrong about some of the features of a black hole? And the answer is yes and no. First of all, black holes come right out of Einstein's equations. Einstein's theory was proposed in 1915. 1 year later, in 1916, during World War I, Karl Schwarzschild, a German physicist, found the first major solution, exact solution of Einstein's equation, which became the black hole. However, the black hole had so many bizarre properties, so many crazy aspects to it, that Einstein thought that, yes, they are solutions of his equations, but they could never form naturally. That a star, a swirling mass of hot gas, would never condense into a black hole. That very same year, in 1939, Robert Oppenheimer, the man who created the atomic bomb, actually found a way to create a black hole using Einstein's equation. He said, forget about swirling stars and stars that are spinning. What about a star that implodes? A star that collapses under its own gravity because it's so massive. And he found, bingo, yes, a collapsing giant star could in fact become a black hole. Now, once you fall into a black hole, then you ask yourself a question. What lies at the center? Einstein's equations say that at the very center of a black hole, gravity becomes infinite in intensity. Well, that's ridiculous. I mean, infinity is an excuse to hide the fact that you don't know what you're talking about. So you see, Einstein's equations are fine. They work for black holes. We test them with black holes. But at the very center of a black hole, Einstein's equations go berserk. They blow up on you. And so we still don't know what lies at the very center of a black hole. In 1963, mathematician Roy Kerr found that if a black hole was spinning, not stationary, but spinning, it didn't collapse into a dot at all. The textbooks are all wrong. There's not a dot of infinite density at the center of a black hole. What is there at the center? Well, according to the equations, there's a wormhole, a gateway, a passageway to another universe. Now, this is where Einstein's equations begin to break down. We don't know for sure whether or not wormholes exist. But yeah, if you solve the solution for Einstein's equation, there is a gateway, a doorway, a passageway, a subway system cutting across space-time called a wormhole. Now, how do we finally resolve the question of what lies at the very center of a black hole? That requires a theory higher than Einstein's theory. We need a new theory, and the only theory which can do that is called string theory, and that's what I do for a living. Okay, well, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135 and ask that question on National Radio.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need, Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. You can give us a call at 612-564-8135 and ask that question about science. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station or website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and maybe your thoughts that can be heard on the internet and 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. Well, just to conclude, we had a question about black holes before the break. The question was, well, can gravity waves escape a black hole? And the answer is, if a gravity wave comes directly from the black hole, the answer is no. It's trapped, just like light is trapped. But you see, swirling around the black hole is something called the accretion disk, which is clearly visible by our telescopes. It looks like a gigantic flying saucer, swirling gas swirling around the black hole. And that's where gravity waves can escape. In fact, we have something called LIGO, which is a gigantic gravity telescope. It's based in Louisiana and Washington State, and it can actually detect the radiation from colliding black holes in outer space. When two black holes collide, they release the most titanic source of gravity waves in the universe, which is now being picked up regularly by LIGO detectors. And so once again, Einstein's theory comes out, giving a prediction that is being verified with some of the largest machines of science in Louisiana and Washington State. LIGO, gigantic laser interferometry antennas that can detect the collision of black holes billions of light years in outer space. Okay, well, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Ed. I'm calling from Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. WILK, professor, love your show. It's the best. Listen to it all the time. I have two quick questions. Just heard the average cumulus cloud weighs an average of 1.1 million pounds. It blows my mind. How does it float in the air? And when you arc weld, you create an electromagnetic field. If you weld near a magnet, the arc goes wild. Is it possible to arc weld near a magnet? Thanks so much. You're the best.
Okay, well, let's take these questions one by one. First of all, why do clouds float? Well, we have to ask a simple question. What is a cloud made of? A cloud is made of tiny microscopic droplets of water, water vapor. And how much does water vapor weigh? Well, pretty much the same as ordinary air. And that's why water vapor can float. And when you see a cloud, you're looking at the condensation point, the point at which water vapor will condense into tiny droplets of water. And so that's why clouds can float, because they don't weigh much. However, when you add it all up, then, of course, the total amount of the weight of water vapor could be enormous. But water vapor by itself can float. In fact, it was Archimedes who actually worked out the criterion for what can float and what can't float inside the air or water. It turns out that if there's a buoyancy force keeping objects afloat, and the buoyancy force is equal to the weight of the displaced water. That's why objects can float. Now, if you think about it, a battleship is much denser than water vapor, but a battleship does not sink. Why is it that a battleship made out of steel can float in water? And the answer is, the battleship is basically hollow. So most of the volume of a battleship is air. Just like in a cloud, most of it is water vapor and air. Battleships can float for the same reason. The fact is that battleships are hollow, and that's why the displaced water exceeds the weight of the ship itself, and that's why battleships can float. Also, when you take a look at arc welding, you're heating gas to the point where it becomes a plasma. That is, it becomes ionized. You're ripping the electrons off the atom. Now, the atom is basically electrically neutral. However, if you start to heat it up, you can ionize the gas. An ionized gas is quite dangerous. It can glow. That's what you create in a plasma torch. And once it's electrified, then, of course, is magnetic as well. And therefore, a plasma will be distorted by the presence of a magnetic field. So watch out. Your plasma could do all sorts of strange gyrations if it's in a strong magnetic field. I wouldn't do that. Anyway, let's take another short commercial break, and you're listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station or website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from. And bingo, maybe you can get on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. So let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
Dear Michio Kaku, this is Mukesh. I listen to the podcast Scientific Fantastic. I am calling from Phoenix, Arizona. Myself and my family all are great fans of yours. I read your book, Hyperspace, in my college days, and since then, it truly inspired me, and I'm a great fan of yours. Sir, my question is, you and other scientists often talk about space and time are together, like a space-time fabric. They are not separate to each other in true sense, right? So, in the movie Interstellar, the dad communicates with his daughter from a future to the past, using gravity waves. So my question is there any reasoning which you can provide that gravity waves can come to us, reach to us from a future or from the past, without affected by the time, right? So looking forward to your answer. Thank you, sir. Have a nice day.
Okay, well, the movie Interstellar was a great movie, and the people who consulted for it were physicists. And so it is the only film that I know that is, quote, scientifically correct. In fact, one of the physicists who consulted for the movie, Kip Thorne, would eventually win the Nobel Prize for working on gravity waves. And if you saw the movie, it gets really bizarre toward the end of the movie because we start to leave the world of Einstein and enter the world of string theory. And string theory is defined in higher dimensions, dimensions beyond the familiar dimensions of length, width, and height. We're talking about dimensions up to 10. And in the final scenes of the movie, Matthew McConaughey is floating inside a four-dimensional cube called a tesseract. A tesseract is an unraveled four-dimensional hypercube, and that's what he's floating in the final scenes of the movie. And then he communicates with his daughter in another time era. Now, how do you do that? You have to use a wormhole. In other words, a gateway between different points in space and time. And it gets speculative, of course, because string theory itself is not fully understood. But that's what he does in the final scene. He communicates with his daughter across space and time. And then you ask a question, can gravity waves do that? Well, the short answer is no. But if you could open up a wormhole that is a gateway through the fabric of space-time, then the answer becomes maybe. So what is a wormhole? If I take two parallel sheets of paper and I drill a hole through both of them and put a pencil through these two sheets of paper, they're now connected. So that if you spend your time on the top sheet of paper, one day you might fall in through this hole and wind up on the bottom sheet of paper. Well, the link between the top and the bottom sheets of paper, that is the pencil, is the wormhole. The wormhole was first proposed by Einstein himself in 1935 with Nathan Rosen, and they're called Einstein-Rosen bridges, a bridge between two universes. And we know that a black hole, a spinning black hole, is perhaps the simplest example of a wormhole. That is, the black hole does not collapse to a dot, it collapses to a ring. And if you were to fall through the ring, you fall through the wormhole to another universe. In fact, if you fall through the ring twice, you fall through yet another universe. So it's sort of like the elevator button on an apartment building. You have all these buttons, you push a button, and you wind up on different floors. Each floor is a universe, but the whole collection of them is the multiverse. So these are solutions of Einstein's equations, but of course, that doesn't mean they're real. The final theory is string theory, we think, and string theory, unfortunately, is so complicated that we do not yet know the answer of whether or not you can, like Matthew McConaughey, talk to your daughter in a different period of space and time. So to conclude, we have Einstein's theory, but Einstein's theory breaks down at the center of a wormhole. We have to use string theory at that point, but string theory is not yet developed enough to answer the question, can you then talk to someone in the past or future using a wormhole? We're not quite there yet. Okay, well, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
My name is Roy Martinez. I'm calling on radio station KWCB 89.9 FM in Floresville, Texas. My question is about the ISS station where the astronauts are going around in circles up there. What's powering that vehicle? Because does it ever run out of fuel? Or is it just nuclear power? I'm just curious, how is it going around so fast around the Earth's atmosphere? What's powering? Thank you very much.
Well, you ask a great question. Some people ask another question. If our space probes can go all the way out past Pluto, then where does the gasoline come from? I mean, where does the energy come from that allows our space probes to go way out there past Pluto and even leave the solar system without any gasoline whatsoever? And the answer is, well, there's no friction out there. Empty space has no friction, and Newton's first law says that once you're in motion, you can stay in motion forever. And so that's how our space probes can reach the farthest reaches of the solar system. There's no friction. They simply coast the way like an ice puck on ice. Well, that's it for this segment of Science Fantastic. Once again, if you want to ask a question and get on national radio, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters in the radio station or website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and then ask that question. Make that comment that you've always wanted to make but never had the opportunity, and do it on national radio. So once again, this is Dr. Michio Kaku for Science Fantastic.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.